Proclamation number 0925 of 21st of May, 1939. Weakness of the spirit. Reduction of the ability to receive. The spirit's state of weakness is to be overcome, for there is too great a task to be accomplished to allow for the unwillingness. And only serious will is ever needed to remedy such a state of unwillingness, for the human being should joyfully receive. But that spirit which is weak cannot joyfully accept what it is commanded. It is such an impact on the teaching spirits when the earthly child does not pay full attention to the teachings. They cannot easily make themselves felt and cannot transfer the strength if the recipient is not receptive. Therefore, it would also not be possible to convey deeply spiritual good to you if the spirit is weak and cannot follow attentively. The more willingly the earthly child devotes itself to this work, the easier it will find it to receive. And even if apparent advantages could motivate the human being to interrupt the connection from the beyond to earth for a short time, this would nevertheless be a gross neglect of the divine commandment, or rather of God's announced will, for this determined you to receive the word and you are completely free to accept this office or not. But your unique promise must also be maintained and may not be arbitrarily withdrawn or invalidated, for those who teach you eagerly await the moment every day when you turn your thoughts upwards and prepare to receive it. And therefore it is so unspeakably blessed if you can establish the connection with the Lord quite often during the day, if the state of alienation is never again the reason for neglecting the reception. For only an earthly child which is willing to receive and joyfully awaits is completely able to bring such a work to completion, for the truth should be desired with a hungry heart in order to be recognized as such and can also be passed on. For God's wisdom is profound and can only be understood when the earthly child is in fullest agreement with its otherworldly teacher. And then such an earthly child will rather forgo earthly joys and pleasures than surrender the connection with the world of the beyond and appreciate the great grace of being united with its Savior and Redeemer and hearing His call, who displays His great love. Amen.